California is a state of many climates and many potential disasters. Are you prepared when disaster strikes? KVCR's Brandon Gunzel examines what things we could have in an emergency kit in the third and final episode of our series on earthquake safety and disaster preparedness. Here's Brandon.
As anyone living in Southern California knows, earthquakes are frequent events in our lives. But do you know what could happen if a major earthquake were to strike Southern California? Are you and your family prepared for when it does happen? KVCR presents this series on earthquake safety and disaster preparedness. In this episode, we will discuss what things you should include in an emergency supply kit. In a previous episode, Dr. David Oglesby recommended that you keep an emergency kit at your home, in your car, and at work, since it is impossible to predict when disaster will strike. According to the California Department of Public Health, a typical emergency supply kit should actually be two kits, one with everything needed to stay where you are, and another portable version in case you need to evacuate. It is recommended that you stick to the basics with a 3-day supply of water, food, and warm clothing. The water included in the kit should be a 3-day supply per person. According to the CDPH, each person requires 1 gallon of water each day. Water needs may vary depending on the climate and circumstances. Food included in the kits should be a 3-day supply of non-perishable food that do not require refrigeration or cooking. Some examples are ready-to-eat canned meats, fruits and vegetables, protein bars, cereal, nuts, and baby food if you have an infant child. In addition, include warm clothing and a blanket for each person as a part of your emergency kit. The CDPH recommends that you keep a first aid kit as part of your emergency supplies. This kit should include more than just bandages. It should also include sterile gloves, antibiotic and burn ointment, as well as any prescription medication you take regularly. Non-prescription drugs, such as pain relievers and antacids, are recommended as well. Experts also recommend that you and your family develop an action plan for immediately after a disaster. Agree upon where to meet beforehand in case communication lines are down. For the complete list of items to include in your emergency kit and more tips on preparedness, visit www.bepreparedcalifornia.ca.gov. For the complete interviews and for other stories in this series, visit kvcrnews.org. For KVCR, I'm Brandon Gunzel.